You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Oh yeah, baby!
You know, Mitch.
Big 12 open for business!
Thanks, Kalani.
We love your Cougars.
Welcome on in, Cougar Tracks Podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your BYU insider, Mitch Harper. Happy to have you on board of the podcast once again. Going to be talking some BYU football today as the Cougars pick up a noteworthy commitment out of the transfer portal. McKay Hillstead from Utah State breaking down that commitment here on this edition of the podcast and what it means for BYU's quarterback unit in 2024. You can follow me on X, Instagram, at Mitch_Harper. Check out my bylines on KSLSports.com and download the KSL Sports app today. So on Thursday, NFL Draft Day, BYU got a noteworthy commitment from a prospect that was garnering some interest in the post-spring transfer portal window, reportedly, from Big 12, SEC, Big 10 programs, and one of those Big 12 teams that got interest was BYU for McKay Hillstead. McKay Hillstead announced on X that he is committed to BYU, and he joins a busy quarterback unit, but one that lacks any clear starter heading into the 2024 season. And I think it's a noteworthy pickup for BYU. I don't look at this pickup as one you just toss away and say, oh, he's not going to play. No, McKay Hillstead has the talent to play right away at BYU. This was a prospect that originally signed out of Sky Ridge High School with Utah State. Undersized prospect, 5'10". And that right there is one of the big issues for someone like McKay Hillstead. Think back in BYU football history. How many guys that were full-time starters at BYU were under 6 feet tall? Maybe the most noteworthy one is Ty Detmer, who was around 5'11", 6 feet. But outside of that, there's just not many guys that have been starters. And that's just football in general. Not many guys over 6 feet operate at a high level or get the chance to operate at a high level from the quarterback position. Hillstead signed with Utah State out of high school. And last season, he started in a handful of games for the Aggies. He started 4 games, James Madison, UConn, San Jose State, and San Diego State. The James Madison one was his first career start, and that one was noteworthy because James Madison, very good football team last year. Aggies got down big early, 24-0, I believe it was. And then he helped generate a comeback and put together almost a 400-yard passing performance for Utah State. Hillstead has an arm, a pretty good arm. I don't think it's elite, but he's got an arm. And when you talk about BYU's offense, when it's at its best under Aaron Roderick, ask yourself, when has BYU's offense been at its best under A-Rod? Violent ground attack. 2, a quarterback that can stretch the field and get big plays, chunk plays through the air. BYU adds a quarterback who can give you that possibility of getting chunk plays through the air. Hillstead, that's one of his strengths, is throwing the deep ball downfield. And I think that gives him a chance. And he's a pretty good runner, too. Not elite by any stretch, but he's got that ability. At Sky Ridge, he could run the football. At Sky Ridge, he ran for over 1,791 yards. Through the air, he passed for 6,900 yards at Sky Ridge. Now, his senior year was bothered by an ankle injury. And that kind of hampered a little bit of his recruitment, too, and his ability in college is one season. He comes to BYU with 3 years of eligibility remaining. He's going to be a true sophomore. He entered the transfer portal after Utah State named Iowa transfer Spencer Petras the starting quarterback coming out of spring, and Blake Anderson, head coach of the Aggies, did a post-spring recap with Scott Girard and Hans Olsen. Scott Girard, of course, on the KSL Sports Zone, Hans Olsen there too. Scotty G is the voice of the Utah State Aggies, and he's seen every snap of McKay Hillstead up in his time in Logan. And back on April 21st, Scott Girard tweeted on X, Blake Anderson said in their interview there were three players that did not expect nor wanted to go into the portal. Devon Booth, McKay Hillstead, and Paul Fitzgerald. So this was a loss losing Hillstead that Utah State did not want to happen. Petrus was named the starter, but Hillstead being the young guy, they wanted to probably develop and have him eventually become the full-time dude. Petrus, of course, a lot of snaps. I mean, Petrus is someone that he was recruited in the same cycle as Zach Wilson. Remember, Zach Wilson was going to go to Iowa potentially. Spencer Petrus then zoomed in, committed to Iowa, and then Zach Wilson ended up at BYU. Maybe Spencer Petrus once again helps BYU get another good quarterback. Maybe. We'll see. But McKay Hillstead's interesting, and I think at a minimum, the addition of Hillstead gives a little bit of a jolt of life to a BYU quarterback unit that just didn't have much to get inspired by coming out of spring. Look, Jake Retzlaff, I think, could be a quarterback that starts and plays well for BYU. I think he could. But that's a big ask. And what you saw in those four games last November, it wasn't pretty. Now, there were moments against Oklahoma State. There were moments against Oklahoma. There were moments against West Virginia, even, where you liked what you saw from Jake Retzlaff. The Iowa State game was a complete, just throw that out. There were moments from Retzlaff, but still, even in spring ball, I didn't come away and say, that is just the clear-cut, head-and-shoulders, number-one guy, the face of the franchise-type quarterback for BYU. You also have Gary Bohannon, who you bring in from USF and Baylor. Reconstructed shoulder. Had a torn labrum injury in October 2022. Near the end of spring, he showed a lot more arm strength than what I saw in the early part of spring ball. But still, you know, Gary Bohannon lost his job at Baylor. Wasn't outstanding with a kind of poor coaching staff at USF. Nothing just awe-inspiring. Okay? And then the rest of the quarterback unit, you got Trayson Borgay comes in from Western Michigan, a preferred walk-on. You got Ryder Burton, a scholarship player, redshirt freshman. Noah Lugo, a true freshman, but more of a developmental guy, kind of in the same mold as Ryder Burton, more developmental. Cole Hagan, redshirt freshman. You're going to bring in preferred walk-on Dylan Dunn, who was the Kansas City MVP in that area this past football season. He's a freshman. He's not going to be contending for the starting job. Like, it's pretty light. And coming out of spring ball, I asked Aaron Roderick, are you going to pursue a quarterback in the post-spring window? He simply said no. Now, and I wrote this in my article on KSLSports.com when the post-spring transfer portal window opened on April 15th. I laid out positions that BYU could turn to bolster the roster from the transfer portal. One of the positions I said was the quarterback unit. Because despite Aaron Roderick saying no, you can never turn down a guy that could potentially make your roster better. And I know fans are looking at the depth chart and the quarterback unit and going, oh my gosh, there's so many quarterbacks. Look, you're bound to hit on one. You're in a spot where you had a multiple recruiting cycles where you didn't sign anyone. And you've had some recruiting misses. And you tried to get a Jackson Dart out of high school and he ends up going to USC and now he's at Ole Miss. There's been some misevaluations, or there's been some missed opportunities, rather. So you've kind of turned to the quick fixes from the JC and the transfer portal. Keaton Slovis, mixed bag. He's got NFL ability, sure, but it didn't work last year. Plain and simple. You go 5-7 in BYU, it didn't work. Gary Bohannon, what's the real ceiling? What's the potential of him? At best, it's 6-6. At best right now with Jake Retzlaff, I feel like this year, from what I've seen to this point, at best I'm making a case for 6-6. So when you have a quarterback unit where at best, best you feel like you're sneaking into the postseason as a bowl eligible team, why not get another quarterback? Why not get another arm to add some more competition to the mix and basically say, you better be on point, you better be ready to go come fall camp and be at your absolute best, because if you're not, we will have a guy ready to step in and compete. And from that standpoint alone, I like this addition of Mekhi Hillstead. And I think he's a pretty good quarterback. I do. I think this guy has an ability to eventually be the starter this season. Scott Girard, again, voice of the Aggies, host of Hans and Scotty G on the KSL Sports Zone, he tweeted on Thursday, after Mekhi Hillstead announced his commitment to BYU, quote, "Here's take of the day that you can kill me for later. Mekhi will be the starting quarterback at BYU before the end of the 2024 season," end quote. I agree with him. I agree with Scott Girard completely on that one. I think he's right. And look, he's seen more Mekhi Hillstead than any of us. He's the voice of the Aggies. He got to see behind the scenes, all that stuff, get to talk to people that are in the know when it comes to the talent of Mekhi Hillstead. I think that's pretty noteworthy endorsement of Mekhi coming from Scotty G. And look, I'm just looking at Mekhi Hillstead from 10,000 feet up. I'm going to dive into Utah State games that he played in this weekend. I'll tell you that much. But this guy's got ability. And I think that he's got a potential to be a starting quarterback for BYU. And one thing you got to give Kalani Sitake and Aaron Roderick credit for when it comes to constructing a roster every single year, they have stayed true to it, and they've always delivered on that premise. If they can get a guy that makes them better, they will pursue that opportunity. And I think it also helps the cause, too, when you're talking about someone like Hillstead. He comes closer to home. He's a Lehigh, Utah native. He goes to Utah County. He's got a chance to maybe be near home. And sometimes for guys like that, NIL isn't always the biggest priority. And then you pair up with the case of you have a chance to come in and compete. I think that's noteworthy. And we'll see how it all shakes out. It was noteworthy going into spring how Roderick just said, Bohannon, Retzlaff, they are the two quarterbacks vying for the number one job. No one else is even in contention. I can't imagine they're going to do that to Hillstead going into fall camp, because there were reports from 24/7 Sports, Blair Angulo, who said Hillstead was getting interest from Big Ten, SEC, Big 12 programs. He's good. He's a good football player with 3 years of eligibility remaining. So I think it's an important acquisition for BYU. I think it's a smart one. I think it was a necessary one to bolster up that quarterback unit. Attrition's going to happen. You can't, you know, BYU was in a spot because they had two recruiting cycles where they missed quarterbacks. It created this weird dynamic, and it coincided with your start in the Big 12 where you're kind of going for these quick fixes in the portal with one-and-done seniors or JUCO transfers. Long-term, that's not going to work for BYU building back up the quarterback pipeline. This is a chance to maybe get back to some stable ground potentially with Hillstead. Now, look, nothing's guaranteed. Hillstead still, you look at just simply the stats, you're not going to be blown away from what he's done to Utah State. But again, stats don't always tell the story. He dealt with some injuries too. He had the ankle injury in high school. He suffered a concussion at UConn in a game that they won up in Stores. And how much of that impacted his additional two starts later in the season when he returned. Like, we've seen quarterbacks at BYU that come back from concussions. It changes them a little bit, and rightfully so. That's a big mental hurdle to overcome when you're coming back to play a violent sport and you took a nasty shot to the head. I mean, that's delicate stuff. So I think if you look at this acquisition simply based on stats, I just don't think that tells the story. And honestly, I don't care about the stats. I don't get enamored with stats. I see potential, the arm talent, the ability to run the football. There's a lot to like there with Mekhi Hillstead. So I think it's a fascinating acquisition. And I think it's one that I'm very curious to see how it plays out and how much his presence in summer conditioning impacts, you know, what does he show in the summer that puts BYU in a spot where do they go with a three-man race opening up fall? I believe you have to. I would even say go to four-man race with Trayson Borgay too. I thought Trayson Borgay gave you moments in spring ball that I was like, I like what I'm seeing from Borgay. I'd go with a four-man race. Three of them are your transfer portal QBs in this cycle, and then Jake Retzlaff. I think that's pretty good. And look, it's tricky to give first team snaps to four guys in a camp. So you probably, you know, ideally only do three, but look, you're in the spot that you're in. You know, it's not an ideal setup. Ideally, you got a veteran quarterback who you're leaning on, and he's going to be your star face of the program quarterback that's been putting up huge numbers the past few years, but you're not in that spot. So you got to think outside the box. And look, expectations are low for this season. No one's going to fault BYU for opening it up and having a 3-4-man race. Let the best man win. And if it needs to go in week by week, so be it. I mean, I think it's one of those deals where you go to that Southern Illinois game and whoever got named game one, week one starter, and he doesn't perform well against an FCS teams, you reevaluate it once again. Like, whoever wins this job coming out of fall camp, BYU should not be married to for the entire season. And that, again, circling back to Scotty G's take, and what I feel too, that creates an opportunity for Hillstead to step in and have a chance to start. Kalani and Roderick, they understand the importance of this season. And any BYU season, you got to win ball games. You can't just be happy with 5-7, say, you know, we're doing the Big 12. Like, no, like, you got to win ball games. There's a standard at BYU that you win at a high level. And I think people understand that you're not going to be contending for a conference title this year, but you got to go chase it. You got to go chase the hunt. This is one league where the unthinkable can happen. And why not do something unthinkable and shock people and become a crazy, fun storyline out of this year? Now, the addition of Hillstead doesn't change all some of the areas where BYU feels a little weak in other positions on this team. Like, BYU's got a lot of questions. They got pretty good depth, better than I've seen in years past. But how many stars are on this team? How many all Big 12 guys are on this team? As of right now, in late April, I don't feel like there's many. But can it develop into that? Absolutely. And that's going to be the challenge in front of BYU for a lot of these players to take massive steps forward. And I'm curious to see what steps forward McKay Hillstead takes in his development going forward as a quarterback. So, fascinating stuff for BYU's quarterback situation. Bohannon and Retzlaff are going to continue to work with John Beck. I got to imagine if McKay Hillstead is, you know, now a BYU QB, you better be on line one with John Beck, because that's the protocol when it comes with being a BYU QB. But nonetheless, I think this just adds a fun storyline and more competition to a quarterback unit that just was kind of light. And you came out of spring feeling like if they could get that right, you feel pretty good about this team getting to a bowl game. And that's the one knock, because I do believe offensive line will be better. The depth, you still got to improve that. But the starting five, if healthy, and if Caleb Etienne can live up to his potential, they will be good. And those are big ifs. I understand, but I think the offensive line will take steps forward this year. Wide receivers, I'm still in wait-and-see mode. I like the numbers, the volume, but I still want to see production. When you get up against some of these physical secondaries in the Big 12, BYU got stifled. And part of that is tied to the passing game and the quarterback that's going to be throwing the rock. But wait and see a little bit with the wide receivers. Tight ends, I think, should be okay. I think solid. Young, inexperienced, but solid. Running backs, I still have concerns about the depth a little bit. But I love the starter in LJ Martin, the assumed starter. So there's potential there with this BYU team. But if you get it right at QB, that could be good enough for one or two more wins, and that might be enough to get you to the postseason and maybe even seven wins. despite all the issues last season, BYU was still a 5-win team. They won a game at an SEC venue, and they had a chance to take down two ranked teams at season's end. And look, I think in long-term sense, going 5-7 will be best for the program long-term because it humbled everyone and it created this, hey, you can't just assume you're going to get better. You don't want to be mired in a world of just mediocrity where you're 7-8. Like, that's just, that's kind of no man's land in college football. 6-8 wins every single year. It would be good this year, but every single year, you can't have that. You got to take steps forward. And if they can get it right at QB, they can take a step forward this year. And then maybe, whether it's Hillstead, whether it's Retzlaff, if there's continuity there and someone establishes themselves as the guy, and ideally one of those two because they're underclassmen, you can get some momentum and some excitement and build your identity of what you're going to be in the Big 12 Conference. Exciting times. BYU football just around the corner. Next week, Big 12 coaches meetings taking place down in Scottsdale, Arizona. And whole lot more coming up in the offseason. We'll have it a few weeks. College football 25 video game look. And then in July, Big 12 media days. Look, football's around the corner, man. It's almost here. Got a little bit of a jolt of energy from football with the addition of McKay Hillstead on Thursday. You can read the full recap of that story on KSLSports.com. And all the latest with BYU football on KSL Sports. Make sure to listen to Cougar Sports Saturday this weekend on KSL News Radio. We'll be breaking this down in greater detail on your legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio. So I'll talk to you next time here on the Cougar Tracks podcast, and it's powered by KSLSports.com.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.